What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another exciting episode of Two Fat Guys Ranting. Bill and I aren't as full as much energy as we usually are on our podcast.
No, we're not.
Man, we did a 5-hour long stream last night. A great show. We had some stuff on there that we're going to talk about. And one thing, if you guys are looking on Facebook and on Twitter and you see that we have a name, Fatties, out there. This came up actually last night during the show. So listeners, listen to the podcast who were actually listening to the live stream last night. They're called Fatties. Bill came up with that last night. I think it was like 4 or 5 beers into the night.
yeah.
A 12-pack and a 6-pack. So yeah,
we bought some vodka.
And some vodka and monsters last night. We had a great night last night. Great tunes were played anywhere from 80s to 90s rock. Old school, we put some Aerosmith and some Run DMC out there last night. It was a great night. Appreciate those guys who tuned in, who hung out for a good majority, almost 2.5 hours was one person. I kind of get that person props. I can listen to myself for that fucking long. There's no way.
I'm surprised you guys listened to this for an hour.
Yeah, I know, right? I mean, 10 seconds in, I'm like, these guys fucking suck. But we're having a great time. My girlfriend was here last night. She experienced like the actual 5-hour stream. She's sleeping as we speak. She's more recovered from last night than we are.
Let's see. We went to bed around 3:30-ish. I got up at 8:30.
I started behind at 9. So
yeah, about 5 hours sleep for a 5-hour podcast.
And we're doing right?
Being up all day the night before. So I'm hurting now, but I'm hurting. Here. I'm alive.
We got our monsters. We got the waters going. It's been a lot of fun. It's been last night's show was a blast. And also,
with some crazy adventures thrown into 7-Eleven.
For those of you who didn't catch the show last night, we did have a pretty interesting part where it was Bill and my girlfriend went out to 7-Eleven last night. And they
for
actually,
a bear run.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to let Bill tell the story because he was there.
Let's start off. I saw a commercial the last couple of days about the new Lay's flavored chips that they have out there.
I'm going to stop you right there. We did a taste test last night. 2 out of 3. Definitely 1. We'll get back to that in a minute. I'll finish the story.
The flavors are Lay's chicken and waffles. That's my personal favorite. The sriracha. And Mike likes the sriracha.
Yeah,
and
that's
the cheesy Parmesan garlic bread.
Not so hot. Not even with two fat guys. Not so hot.
Yeah, that one was a no. But so we killed the first 12-pack, and I was heading out for a beer run. Went to 7-Eleven by where we record at, and finally saw the chips. I've been looking for them. I was on my quest to find those chips. Found them there. So I'll grabbed all 3 bags, a couple more monsters, another 6-pack of some damn good Shock Top, Honey Crisp Apple Wheat.
And the sad part is that smell is still in the house. It actually smells pretty good.
Oh, I love the smell of that beer. That was some good shit. So the guy behind the counter at 7-Eleven was Asian. And he saw the cheesy garlic bread one and said, "Ooh, I wanted to try that," and kind of made fun of the chicken and waffles one, but he's Asian. I'm going to say that one more time. He's Asian and had no clue whatsoever what sriracha was.
How can you not? I mean, it literally is written in whatever, Chinese or Japanese, whatever it may be, or, all over the bottle.
Yeah.
And then Bill Asher told the guy it's an Asian hot sauce, and the guy
I was trying to be like trying not to laugh in his face for him not knowing what it was.
He's one of those whitewashed Asians or
something.
And
put it politely, and I'm like, "It's a Asian hot sauce?" And he started laughing because he's all, "Oh, you had to throw Asian in there, huh? Because I'm Asian." I go, "Actually, no, it is literally an Asian hot sauce."
It's like a chili sauce.
It's an Asian chili condiment. It's awesome. For those of you who haven't tried it, go get some sriracha. It's a nice sweet heat. Mix it with some ketchup. Mix it with some ranch.
Dude, even mix it with the freaking the Shock Top beer we had last night, dude. Warm apple pie.
Well, not the actual sriracha itself, but the chips.
The chips.
The chips.
Yeah, the chips.
So, So yeah, that was a fun adventure. And then we came back, and throughout the podcast, we sampled each of the three flavors. We started with the sriracha. We both love the sriracha ones.
Great kick, dude.
It had a nice subtle heat that didn't come up and smack in the face like the Tapatio chips that they have out there.
The Dorito ones, yeah.
The Tapatio Doritos that come out and just hit you with that hard cayenne flavor. They got a nice sweet kick. And then we went to the cheesy garlic bread that was...
And more cheesy
Parmesan-y.
Yeah, it was more cheesy than it was anything else. But it was funny. You open the bag, you can smell. You can smell the cheese. That's the first thing that hits you in the face, not the garlic. And then, as you're eating the chips,
the garlic kicks in.
The garlic kicks in, which I would, you know, that was definitely not. I don't know why that's on the top three, but definitely should not. I think something else should have been up there. Maybe like something else.
Yeah, but and then finally, we did the taste test with the highly coveted chicken and waffles. And let me tell you, that is the best chip ever made in the world.
No, this guy had sex with the bag, okay? I know, I will literally post pictures. We took pictures of last night, and we'll post them.
I did have a foodgasm, I will tell you that. It's hard to describe how good it is. It's if you never had chicken and waffles, this might sound disgusting to you. First, go try the authentic chicken and waffles.
The Roscoe's, which we are going to go do up in LA, so we will be doing a podcast from Roscoe's, which I'm kind of looking forward to.
I'm going to take this fatty up to go get some chicken and waffles.
We're going to do it before the sun goes down, because I ain't getting shot in South Central LA.
But yeah, it's like breakfast with the sweet, salty goodness of some good fried chicken all in one bite, and it is phenomenal. I will have to say, hands down, my all-time favorite chip. I'm talking better. I love it better than chicharrones, than some good pork skin, some crackling, than some Cool Ranch Doritos.
There you go.
I mean, that is my number one.
I have not seen Cool Ranch Doritos around since they started coming with all these new chips and shit.
Like, they still got them.
Oh, well, it's kind of like pushed onto the thin, to the dark. Yeah. We're trying to get kind of rid of it. But yeah, Cool Ranch Doritos are good.
The chicken and waffles, that definitely got... For me, it got 5 unbelt loops and a
truffle shuffle.
Full-on truffle shuffle.
Yeah, it was interesting.
That was my rate of that bag of chips.
Great stuff.
It was great. We were a little upset that we paid $1.50 a bag, and the bag was only half full.
Yeah,
and it was a big bag. It wasn't like the full-size bag, but it was a big bag, and they only come half full. And we were kind of upset about that.
Yeah, if it gets quiet on there and you hear a little rumble in the background, don't worry about it. It's not an earthquake or a plane. It's just the girlfriend sleeping. No, we didn't bore her. She was actually up. She was up as late as we were almost. She was up until almost 2, and she had to get up for a dentist appointment this morning. So
yeah.
I kind of, yeah, she toughed it out with us. She had a blast.
Yeah. It definitely was fun.
It was. Yeah, last night was a blast. Great music. A lot of good shenanigans. Last night.
Good music. It was pretty much, we did a 2 Fat Guys radio show, which would be on the air, except the FCC probably would fine us a lot of money.
Yeah, we'd be broke instead of making money off of that show. But
it was great. It was a good time.
Some ideas were tossed out, and I kind of want to, first of all, I want to give a shout out to one of our homies out there, fucking Brandon Hitson and the Brandon Hitson Show.
Brandon Hitson Show, check out.
Every Saturday, 9 o'clock, he's posting on Facebook. He's playing some great electronic music. He's a great DJ. He's funny as hell. He's got some great actors. He's done a lot of good stage shows. So, great guy. Check him out. His show is on Spreaker. And that's right, I didn't say speaker, I said Spreaker. So it's SP. Whatever. Google it. I can't spell. I'm like, my head's still not functioning right now. Anyway, it's on Spreaker.com, or you can find him on Facebook, The Brandon Hitson Show.
Yeah.
And follow the links on there. And definitely tell him that Mike and Bill from Two Fat Guys sent you.
Yep.
Another thing I want to throw out there, this is interesting. As we were doing our live show last night, Bill and I were talking about, you know what?
T-shirts.
Yeah.
Talking about T-shirts.
T-shirts, bro. I mean...
T-shirts, too.
Yes.
I'm
not kidding
t-shirts.
You. We do have the KCP company shirts. Those are strictly business shirts. But we are going to do, for your local, your international, whatever it may be at this point,
We're looking into making proud to be a fatty, two fat guys ranting shirt.
Yes, we will definitely. We'll be posting photos on the Facebook page for you guys to check out of Bill having sex with a bag of potato chips. And also...
Dude, they were that good.
You know, we've all heard of the after sex cigarette. This dude needed an after potato chip cigarette.
Dude, it was good. I think, what, you maybe had five of those chicken waffles at the
most? Yeah, I wasn't taking them. I don't know if it's the chicken oil. I don't know. But anyway, we will be having t-shirts. I will be posting the logo pictures, actually, online on our account, on the Facebook page, and also post it on Twitter. So you guys can try to check those out. Give us an idea what you think. If you're more welcome, if you would like to buy one of those shirts, please tell us what size you are. We'll definitely stay in contact with the guy who's doing the logo.
Yeah.
And he'll work with us on shirt prices, and we'll definitely work on you. If you're in the San Diego area, we'll just have them brought to our studio, and we'll do them there, and then we'll just take credit card, cash, pretty much anything. So we won't take payment in beer. I'm sorry, because this is actual personal money going out on that one. So.
But if you buy me a big entire pallet of the chicken and waffle chips, I will give you shirts.
They'll give you two for the price of one. Okay, and maybe a little more big fat man loving as well. So, speaking of fat man loving.
Oh yeah. We're going to talk about the food trucks I went to last night. No, we're talking about the food trucks.
We'll get to the food trucks you went to last night. This was thrown out several times throughout the night last night. This was actually thrown out maybe one beer into the night. So this is kind of cool.
No.
Out of the first 12-pack, it was the first, maybe first or second beer into the night.
Dude, I had two before you had one.
I know, but, whatever. Oh, yeah, she's awake. So, I think one of the funny things is...
No. We're not going there, dude.
We are
going
to do that.
No, we're not.
We're going to do...
I'm sober now.
We've come to our senses. Ranting...
No, we're not.
Blind date interview right here on the podcast or on the live show, whatever it may be. It'd be kind of interesting to fucking funny to do. I'm not kidding. That means if you guys listen to these podcasts, have any single female friends, okay, any races are open. It's not discriminatory, none of that, unless you're some crazy freaking...
No honey boo boo mama.
Yeah, no baby mama drama.
No honey boo boo mama.
No honey boo boo either. We can't have honey boo boo, but anyway... if you are definitely single, you have some single friends out there, and you guys
are really hoping podcasts, you would forget it.
You know what? I'm not, and I'm telling you, I'm going to fucking do this. I will post ads on Craigslist for two fat guys ranting. I'll post it on the Twitter account, and I'll also post it on the Facebook page. I'm telling you, we've got a lot of single friends out there that are definitely pretty funnier than shit. What we'll do is we'll pick probably the top 10 or so girls to come in. They will actually come to where we record the shows, and we'll do a full-on interview. We'll sit down, they'll have a series of questions to ask, and basically he'll go from the top 10 to the top 3, and from the top 3 to the final one, and we'll see what happens as far as that goes. He's been trying to get me to forget this since last night. I'm sorry. I may have been extremely wasted last night doing our live show and having a great time, but I was not going to forget that.
I can't believe you remember
that. I'm sorry, dude. It just needs to do it. He bitches about not having Valentine's Day. He's got his heterosexual life partner at home. You know, he's not gay or any of that kind of crap. It's his brother-in-law. But anyway, it's also his bitch. But guy needs a girl, man. I mean, you know, we do have occasional women on the show. You know, voicing opinions on certain things, and we're totally down for that. You know, we'd love to have a woman's perspective on pretty much anything, really.
Exactly.
Especially when it comes to beer. I'm surprised a lot of women now
have kind
of gone off of the cocktails and kind of going towards the beer department, which is kind of cool. So,
I like a woman who can drink a good beer.
Oh, always. Well, dude, fucking Shock Top, Newcastle last night. I mean, you can't fucking go wrong with any of that.
And bonus points if she drinks Guinness.
Yeah, definitely. If you're a redhead and you're Irish and you drink Guinness, I don't care. Dude, freaking hit us up on podcast, Facebook, Twitter, whatever it can may be. Or if you're lucky to catch out the Craigslist ad, you can check for that one, too.
We're not doing a Craigslist ad.
Oh, dude, don't you freak. I already got it typed in my head, bro. I will post that shit online. Don't you freaking worry about that.
I will make you forget about it.
Nope. No, I won't, because I'll send you your email. Bill's email before all kinds of crazy white that shit, and then you're like, all right, cool, I got the top 10. So, like I said, if you have any single friends that are totally down, do a... Two Fat Guy Ranting Blind Date. Actually, we're going to a game show, really. I mean, we could probably come up with some cool stuff the girls have to do in order to. We'll do a trivia questions and whatnot. And since you are a Star Wars nerd, we can definitely throw some Star Wars questions out there. And if she fucking knows her shit, I'll be shocked. I really will be. Not many women know a lot about Star Wars. Other than if you go to Comic-Con, you'll find the true nerds out there. Speaking of Comic-Con...
Sold out in 2 hours.
Yeah, 2.5 hours. That's a freaking, that's not bad. For you guys who did get the Comic-Con tickets, congrats. It's going to be an awesome year. It is every year. Some great panels. I'm trying to get people from Comic-Con to come onto the show and definitely promote and tell us about some upcoming stuff. But a lot of stuff isn't really confirmed up until like maybe 2 or 3 weeks prior to the actual show dates.
Yeah.
So that's the part that sucks. But it's been a blast. But last night... shit, I'm still fucking trying to get my brain to wake up.
Yeah, me too.
But also, we discussed a lot of stuff last night. We talked about the asteroid hitting
Russia.
I suppose we're supposed to be into the world yesterday again.
I saw a funny post on Facebook. Somebody said, what really happened in Russia? They had the tail of the asteroid coming into the city, but instead of the asteroid, it was an angry bird. I'm like, so that's what happened. The angry birds took out Russia.
It really came out real. That's scary. I'm going to stay away from that game now. Now they have angry birds Russia. They had everything else. They had bringing angry birds Rio and Star Wars.
Hey, Star Wars is great.
And everything else. But, yeah, now they have angry birds Russia. Gotta freaking take out freaking, you know, a Stalin statue or, you know, whatever it may be. Maybe take out the buildings in St. Petersburg, Russia, but whatever the case. I can totally see an Angry Birds going like, oh yeah, let's do that.
Rubio, there you go. There's the next idea.
All right. Credit that to Two Fat Guys Ranting. Anyway. But last night we covered the Dorna situation, which ended on Friday. Actually, more like on Thursday. And definitely, they confirmed that it was a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head. We know the body was supposedly charred beyond, you know,
recognition. And they did, you know, dental records to...
I would hate to say, and I know it's probably pissed off a lot of people, I think the motherfucker's still out there.
Hey.
I think the cops in law don't really know what to say or what to do. I mean, how can you say self-inflicted gunshot wound and yet you find... the footprints in the snow going out the back door during that barrage of stuff. Now, I don't know if a lot of you guys read his manifesto. I read it. My girlfriend read it. She still thinks this dude's out there according to what he says. His manifesto has also been proved that he may have had an accomplice. So that may be who had the footprints. But think about it. How is he going to be in LA County yet his wallet gets found down right on the airport? You know, that somebody had to be helping him out. There's no shadow of a doubt about that. So,
I mean, to be in two places at once, you got
to
have somebody.
Just the timelines didn't make sense to me. It seems not really the span. Like, how is he up in Irvine pulling the trigger, but yet still being seen down in freaking at the naval base? So,
yeah,
I would say he definitely had to have an accomplice of some sort or something. If you guys get a chance, read the manifesto. It's kind
if it's
of,
still up.
Huh? It's still up. A lot, a lot of websites are still up. If you can't find it...
I'm sure you can Google it.
Yeah,
somewhere.
Google that. I'm sure it's either probably up. Well, some news website will have it, I'm sure. They've been talking about it. All he wanted was his name cleared, but now that he's dead, I don't think that's even going to happen. Nah. So, that sucks, but it's also his fault. He's also an asshole for going killing innocent people. We don't endorse that kind of shit, but I'm just saying, you know, that's just crap.
Yeah.
So, a lot of stuff has been going on. Chargers are making some big moves. There's a lot of free agents coming up. Definitely been watching some of the interviews they've been doing with the new GM and the new head coach. Interesting stuff to be kind. These guys they're fired up. They wanna show the city of San Diego and the Charger fans that, hey, we're not that team we were last year. We're totally new. I have friends who work in the corporate office for the Chargers, and they're sitting there saying it's not quiet. And, like, it's not real work time around here. People are actually focused on actually making a change in the organization and definitely taking it to someplace. Some other things I can tell you right now, I don't care about Padres. I know that season's coming up in a couple of months.
I hate baseball with
a passion. I can't stand baseball. But, hey, if you're a Padres fan, more power to you. I just need to get extremely hammered in order to watch that shit because it's that fucking boring.
Yeah, even in person.
Yeah, in person it's worse.
I'd rather watch golf. than baseball, and that tells you something.
Yeah. Also, I haven't been a real sport either. You have to stand there. I'm going to try to hit the white ball into the little tiny hole all the way over there.
It does take some skill, though. Have you tried to swing and hit that ball?
I pick it up and throw it. Fuck it, I ain't going to try to swing.
I get an air cannon to shoot it.
Boom. Yeah, right. He's like 1,000 yards. What the fuck?
Hole in one. Quarter strike. There you go.
Yeah, we've had... I would have to say last night actually was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
If you guys are, I know a lot of you guys have been pestering me about, dude, when's the next podcast coming out? Next podcast. And I'm sorry, we are behind schedule.
Yes.
Bill and I, friggin', he's been busy dealing with some personal shit. You know, I've been working my butt off, or I'm just too lazy. we're getting there. I do apologize. I know in our first one we told you probably every week, but we're going to try to get back into the swing of things.
I am a single dad, so, you know, I got kids I got to take care of, work, time, you know, all that stuff, so.
You know, but it is what it is. Like I said, with single dad, there you go. So, ladies, single friends, please, let us, you know, if you like kids, there you go. If you guys have any, like, if you guys want to come on to our podcast, and this is an open invitation pretty much to everybody out there. I know most of you guys in there know where I live. Or, you know, where Bill lives or, whatever. If you're willing, come on to the podcast, and there's something that you want to talk about personally, we'll give you some time on the spot, and why not, see what your opinion.
Even if it goes against what we believe, we'll still hear you out.
You'll get thrown out on your ass, but we'll still listen to what you have to say.
No, we'll always listen to everybody. I mean, it's only fair to give everybody their equal share of time because, I mean, that is our great country. We're allowed to say what we think and what we feel. Even if you don't agree with it, you know, you're still allowed to say it. Come on the show or, you know, send us the questions on Facebook, Twitter, wherever.
Or if you have our cell phone numbers, text us.
Yeah.
Bill was last night on a one-man hunt trying to find a friggin' our listener that he was like, whoever's listening, you know, text me, let me know where you're at. Because we found one in Mexico. We know who that is.
Yeah.
So.
But, yeah, anyway. We had different listeners throughout the night that we couldn't track where they were. So we're just like, okay, where are you from? Dude, I threw my number out there. Said, hey, text me. Give me a call. You know, tell us what you want to hear, what you want to talk about. I mean, if you don't want to come on the show, but you want us to talk about something, send us a topic. I mean, I love playing devil's advocate. I love debating. I love talking about
subjects. The thing is, though, if you throw the topic out there, you have to come onto the show because you're going to be sitting there talking about what, you know, what you want to talk about, then you got to go and be, you know, the rebuttal against it. So
yeah, but I can still see somebody's point of view and talk about it.
I wouldn't doubt that. I mean, it doesn't, you know.
I mean, debating is something I love to do, and I can play either side of the fence on that. You know, go, hey, you know, I can... You know, even though I'm pro-gun owning, I can totally see anti-gun owning side, and I can debate somebody from the anti-gunning standpoint, you know?
Yeah, I mean, like, there's we all know that we had Rod on there a while back for Gun Control Podcast. He's one of those guys, like, if you want to come on and say something completely what he has to say against what he has to say, come down here. We'll give you guys... Well, I'll literally walk away from the table and let them two go at it, okay? So
well, I'll stand there just to keep some physical peace.
Somebody's gonna have to keep some physical peace between those two.
But just come on, talk about any subject. We talked about some future podcasts we're working on. We're gonna around Comic-Con time, we're gonna have an Ultimate Geek podcast where I can full on geek out and talk about all the stuff I wanna talk about. Star Wars, video games, comic books, movies, you know. Anime, whatever. We'll
cover all that, but here's another thing we're going to do. We also have a Ustream account, but we're going to get into this. We talked about last night all different types of food. We talked about octopus ceviche.
Yes.
I won't touch that shit.
You will eat my octopus ceviche.
No, that didn't sound right. I'm not eating nobody's octopus ceviche. Okay? That just does not fucking sound right.
I sound like some Asian girl's ass.
No, it's not going to happen.
It's good.
No, I'll eat calamari in a heartbeat, but I will not eat octopus ceviche.
Why? It's the same thing.
I don't give a shit. I just won't touch that shit. I don't know why, because I don't think fucking little testicles fucking, you know, freaking
stick to my... It doesn't stick to you. It's dead. I don't give a
crap. It's all fucking on your tongue and shit.
It's dead. It's not going to suck back at you. I don't give a crap.
You not seen bizarre foods. I'm up for eating the ones that still work. No, I'm good. No, I'm not going
to
happen.
I would love to go on that show with Andrew Zimmern.
We will be doing a cooking one. We'll definitely put that on the Ustream, so we'll be doing that live, just like we do our live radio show.
I'll be sharing some of my secret recipes for some of my food that
Phil
people
also
like.
Talked about pepperoni balls from Pittsburgh.
Yes, I got some being sent out next month.
So we'll have that. So if you we'll post either on YouTube or you can watch the video, or we'll try to do one on Ustream and then also upload it to YouTube so you guys can check it out.
Yep.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We got some great stuff coming up for you guys. To the food topics. Bill went to a food truck festival yesterday in La Mesa.
Yeah.
Why don't you go ahead and give us a rundown of the evening and tell us how it went.
It's right off of University. It was 6 food trucks. They do it every Friday night from 5 to 10. They had Devilicious was there. This one called The Gooch. What was the other ones? Chips Beach Fair, something like that. I ate at Devilicious. Because I seen them on the food truck race, and so I'm perusing the trucks. I hear somebody in line there saying, ooh, they have Parmesan truffle fries, which is fries with truffle oil on it with Parmesan cheese, which were fucking awesome. I mean, I inhaled those like a fat man Hoover. I mean, they were just phenomenal. And then I also got from them a bacon-wrapped hot dog. And this wasn't your mama's bacon wrap hot dog. This was a big honking patty with on a nice, soft, slightly buttered roll with some grilled, it had to have at least 2 to 3 different types of onions in there that were all grilled up and nice and caramelized. And, I mean, it was the bomb. All
right, excuse me while I wipe the drool from my face.
I mean, it was good, reasonably priced for a food truck. I mean, it was $11 for both of those, $4.07 for the hot dog and $4 for the fries. And, you know, it definitely filled me up for a bit. So it was definitely some good food. So if you're local here in San Diego, support your local food trucks. Like I said, same place in La Mesa off University.
Let's not forget to worry about the South Bay one that's us on Thursdays as well. So.
Yeah.
I'm not sure the location on that, but we'll probably post it on Facebook. Some of you guys wonder if you know where it is, post it on Facebook for us. I really don't care at this point.
But, support your local food trucks. Check them out. Try some. And the key thing about people, try new food. If something sounds good, it probably is. If something sounds disgusting, it probably isn't. I mean, you got stuff out there called durian, which is the world's stinkiest fruit.
Oh, that's the one that freaking Zimmerman will not touch.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
I've tried it. The stink doesn't leave you for a couple days.
Oh, for a couple days?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But it doesn't taste bad. You just got to get over the smell. It smells like rotting death, but it's actually not that bad.
That sounds pretty bad.
If you plug your nose or you got stuffed up, you're congested that day, go ahead and try some durian. But try new food out there, people. Come on. We're all fatties at heart. If you're not fat in real life, you're a fatty at heart. So yeah, go out there, try real food. Try new food that you haven't tried before. I'm going to get Mike to try some octopus ceviche. He's not going to know it.
Not going to fucking happen.
He's not going to know it, but he's going to try some octopus ceviche.
Not the fuck ever.
So,
not going to freaking happen. But I think Bill got a freaking message or something because he showed up at mid-sentence. Anyway.
Yeah. No, I got a a picture of my daughter. She had a loose tooth and it finally came out.
Oh, cool. Right on. That's an extra buck in my pocket. So that's some rundown of some of the stuff that's coming up. We'll be working on. If you guys know anybody that has a camera crew, that kind of stuff, and has access to that, please, message me or Bill, or let us know what if you can come over hold our iPad for video. I don't, whatever it may work. We've also, check this out. So we have some guys we want to give some shout outs to. We already mentioned it earlier in the podcast. Do it again tonight and every Saturday night at 9 p.m. on Spreaker.com. It's a Brandon Hinton show.
Yep.
Great music. It's also on his show. If you miss it, he does record and save them, and you can also download them onto your media players or whatever you have, iTunes, Zoom, whatever the fuck it may be.
Yep.
And also, we want to give a shout-out to the Big Green Inn. So we're going to give a shout-out to Monster. Reason I'm saying that is because we are actually going to be talking with some Monster reps in the next coming weeks to see if they will actually
sponsor
Two Fat Guys Ranting. And we drink enough of that crap. Well, I might as well own stock in the company.
Basically, we just want free Monster.
Pretty much.
But, I mean, I'm not going to promote a product I don't like. Actually, I would if it's a... If you paid me enough, I would. Yeah, but I love Monster.
Yeah, Monster's great. I just don't dig the freaking blue one. The blue one tastes like shit.
I like it, but I prefer the Absolute Zero one. It's a low-carb, low-sugar one. It's better than just the low-carb one. It's really good. And then they got the new white can out.
I saw the white one. I saw it in the store.
So,
got the M3 Concentrate.
Yeah, they got the Monster so Brow.
Shit. Yeah.
Which I got to find another one.
We tried the Cuba Lima last night.
Yeah, the Cuba Lima. I like
fuck
it.
Dude,
you just got finished eating the rest of the bag of the sriracha chips.
But to me, it tasted like Coke with a lemon twist. That's all it is, or a lime twist. That's
See,
all it is.
But if you drink it out of the can fresh, you know, it tasted like a margarita.
Yeah, you can get a little lime, but nah. That one, no.
I like it.
Well, it will still...
You have to try it again when you don't eat a big bag of sriracha and Lay's.
Yeah, that was pretty good, dude. Crunch those fuckers up and just fucking chug the whole bag.
Yeah, right, and you did that right after you made fun of me.
Motherfucker was licking the bag, dude.
I'm not leaving no crumb behind.
No, apparently fucking not.
Dude, that shit was that good.
No, that's why you needed like 2 after-sex cigarettes outside because you freaking... Their chips were that good.
Dude, they are the best chips in the world. I'm telling you now.
But anyway, I know this is actually one of those points where we're just like randomly talking about stupid shit. We're actually watching TV as we're doing the podcast, so we're kind of getting
ideas. We're trying to keep ourselves stimulated to...
Our brains are...
Yeah, because we're mush right now.
Yeah, we're still fucked up. But anyway, we got some friends of mine that are in a band called Safety Orange. Those guys are pretty good. If you're into the whole beach music theme, good stuff. They also have some covers. And they are also on Reverb Nation under Safety Orange. The guys are great. Saul and the guys are great song. Great songwriters and great band members. So check them out, please. They are local. We talked about that for, almost 45 minutes last night.
Yeah, we're talking about like some big local bands.
Oh, man. Last night was one of those nights. We played old school. We're talking Blink-182. P.O.D.
Yep.
What else did we play? We played some Pennywise last night.
I can't remember.
Buckle 9. There was some great local bands. Yeah. Sparn Monkey.
Yep.
It took a while to find some Sparn Monkey to actually play. It took for a while, but some great stuff. We also got some stuff coming up. Patrick Henry High School has a show coming up.
Scarpino.
Yeah, it's an Italian show. It's actually pretty
Italian
funny.
Italian comedy.
It's pretty funny. They're actually doing a song at the end of the thing, which would be pretty interesting. It's talking about pasta noodles and whatnot. So go onto the school's website and try to find the dates or listen to us on here or the live show. We'll come with information on that. I'm sorry, my voice is going after 5.5 hours.
Oh,
my God.
Ranting, drinking, eating chips.
Oh, my voice is still trying to catch up after last night.
Yeah.
We're if you have any ideas for the show, if you work silk screen or embroidery, please let us know. We'll see if we can get some shirts and whatever else made. If you want some, come get some. we'll give you
Embrace sizes. Your fattiness.
Pretty much. That's another shirt we should do. Embrace your fattiness.
There you go.
Or fatness or whatever it must
be. No, fattiness.
Yeah, it works. So, okay. So Comic-Con tickets went on sale today. We already talked about this a little while ago.
Yep.
Sold out already. Sorry for those who didn't get it. You're SOL. Wait till next year. Wake up hell early and get them. I have friends of mine that were on Facebook. There were like 26,300 and something. My girlfriend was awake earlier. She was saying that one of her friends was like at 1,700 and something. So, yeah, at least their server didn't crash this year like last year and the year last. So at least they had it ready to go. But here's the thing. I'm going to be nice. I really am going to be nice. Around Comic-Con time, and this is going to be interesting, I will be giving away 2 free 4-day passes to Comic-Con. There'll be more information on the Facebook page, more information on the live show, and also on the podcast regarding what that's going to be. I guarantee it's going to sound pretty difficult because this is going to take a lot of work to get these passes. So it will be 2 free 4-day passes. So definitely stay tuned for that kind of stuff. If you do win those passes, you will have to I'll figure out. You either have to go.
We'll figure something.
We'll figure out like something. Well, if you win, you have to work for Two Fat Guys Ranting. You will have to do something.
You'll have to
Comic-Con.
Be.
You have to be a media or something, and you have to do an interview or whatever the case may be for something. So we're definitely gonna try to get into that. That should be kind of interesting. So stay tuned for that. I will try my damnest to see how to get that works. If I can get the pull off, that's fine, because the winners will have to give me their names so they get those passes.
Yep.
So it's going to be pretty interesting. It's going to be – that's a good idea. So maybe we'll get you – you'll definitely get a Fat Guys Ranting t-shirt so you can support that at Comic-Con. And people are like, oh, is that a new TV show? No, it's a podcast. Check it out. You know?
Exactly.
That's the best time to show out Nerdistan right there. It's freaking – it's in Nerdistan. So over freaking almost like, what, 2.5 million people in 5 days? And that's ridiculous. That's like – that's fucking nuts.
It's awesome. It's fun to go.
I was last year. Watch. Yeah, that's all you need to do. Just pull up a folding chair and just sit in the middle of the hall and just watch all the nerds go by. Or end your life, well, their lives anyway, because they don't have any. I know one of my listeners out there is going, like, fuck off, I do have a life, I'm not a nerd. And I'm like, nah, guess again, buddy, sorry.
It's okay. It's good to be a nerdy fatty.
Yeah, but never thought so the one that's doing the t-shirts, so piss them off, too bad. But anyway, yeah, for those of you guys who did get the tickets, congrats. It's going to be a great year. I'm told I love Comic-Con. I went last year. I usually work, but to go as a patron is fucking a whole different experience.
Oh, yeah.
Working is one thing. Going is another. Definitely stay tuned for that. There will be some events coming up. I know, actually, tomorrow in Balboa Park, they are doing their beer festival.
Yep.
Up there at the History Center. It's $45 a ticket. It's pretty cool to check out. It's all different craft beers and whatnot. So if you're a connoisseur of hops and yeast and beer, and damn it, go down there and check it out.
Yeah.
If I didn't have to work tomorrow, I would. Another event going on tomorrow afternoon. This podcast should be up by today at some point. Let you guys know there is another event called Wintervention at Hard Rock San Diego downtown. $20 to $25 on tickets. It's a 3D show, so it should be interesting. Doors open at 3. Show's going from 3 until 10 o'clock. I'm not sure.
Is that AM or PM?
That's, well, it's fucking not going to be AM, dude. Nobody comes out of the bar that early. Yes, it's at 1500 to 2200. Okay, that's at the evening, so 3 p.m. till 10 p.m. And then also they'll have industry night down inside in 207. Definitely, if you would like to take care of bottle service and whatnot, I do have friends that work down there, and I'll put you in contact with them, and they work, get you a table for any of that kind of stuff, or for any kind of event, really. So, what is another else we can discuss that we brought up last night? We posted all night long on Facebook.
Yeah.
We talked with fans and listeners. Actually, we talked with fatties.
Yes.
So, yeah, I'm actually going to get ready to cut this one up pretty short. So instead of being our regular 55 minutes, we'll probably cut it down to 45. So,
yeah.
Like I said, Bill and I friggin' did 5.5 hours on the radio. My throat's actually hurting just talking now. So
mm-hmm.
It was fun. If you guys do want to listen to the live show, we are live on myradiostream.com. When we go on, I usually do post the link. So if we are live and you want to check us out, you want to request a song, you want to say, I'm coming down to your place, I want to get on the radio show for a little while, come on down. We're more than glad to have you. We'll put you on a microphone, make it look like a complete ass in front of your friends and family.
But it's a good fun stuff. But it's
good fun stuff. We enjoy it. We'll give you a beer, or if you want to bring us beer so you can get on the air, that's fine. We'll take those too. But remember, competition for Comic-Con passes. Keep an eye out for the t-shirts. I'll post some pictures of the logos later today. You guys definitely check those out. We'll check pictures of Bill stuffing his fat ass with full of potato chips. So if,
go buy delays.
Yeah, vote for those three. Well, what you got, here's what we'll do. I want somebody to go out there and buy all three of those. I want you to come on to the show and give us your opinion of what you think of those particular flavors.
And it better be the chicken and waffles are the best.
Well, you can't. No, that's rigged. You can't do that. Just like Super Bowl's rigged. You can't do that. No. So we need to have a buyer's judge because Bill's already fucked that up. But whatever the case may be, I do want to say I appreciate everybody listening to the podcast. Like I said,
we appreciate all our fatties.
I'm sorry we are behind schedule, and we'll make that up to you. We're not going to do another podcast today because my brain's like fucking sleeping in bed, and I'm sitting here picking just rambly on about stupid crap.
Yeah.
But again, the asteroid didn't hurt or hit, so, well, us anyway, so apparently the end of the world is not happening on the 14th or the 15th of February of this year. We're still alive. Apparently, we didn't end on December 21st. So, the only people who have started thinking it's the end of the world, get a fucking life, please. Seriously, get laid, get out of your parents' basements, freaking get your goggle glasses fixed, and get a freaking life. That's all I ask. I really do. And those of you who go to Comic-Con and don't bathe for 4 days, please jump in the fucking bay, clean yourselves off, you stink. Okay? I'm not gonna lie. That's nasty. No wonder you guys can't get laid. No wonder you live in your parents' basement, okay? That's just horse shit. See, look, I'm ranting on like fucking random stupid
exactly.
shit.
That's all right, best, guys.
That's the best part of this podcast. This is Mike, Two Fat Guys Ranting. We're definitely done.
Peace out, fatties.
We'll see you guys next week.